Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 18th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Dan Minter, president at Assumption Catholic Schools, get an update on school seasons kicking off and talk about some of the athletics going on with the Royals. Right now, one of our favorite people, Gretchen Powers, is in with us from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. And it feels so good to say that. But Gretchen is here today, too. We're going to talk about the new season and preview a little of that, talk about some other things going on at the theater. But the main reason Gretchen is in with us today is to congratulate her and introduce her in this new position. Good afternoon, Gretch.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on the show today.
So, Gretchen, it was recently announced, there was a press release, that you are the new theater executive director.
Yeah.
How does that feel hearing that?
It feels weird because I never thought I'd see this day. I've kind of had this dream since I was a little kid to kind of run a theater, and it's very quickly coming true.
One of the things that I when I heard the news, the first thing I thought of was a message you sent me when reaching out about It's a Wonderful Life. And it meant a lot to me, and it still does to this day. It'll always be one of my favorite productions I've ever been a part of. When it came to that message, what got me with it was how much you cared, how much it meant to you. Not just the show, not just the performing for the audience, but the people that were already cast, that were already in that show. You were messaging me, and we didn't have a real personal relationship at the time. We didn't know each other that well or anything, so you were kind of messaging a stranger almost. And I am strange, so that's tough already. But you no holds barred. You came in, and this is more important. It's about them. It's not my uncomfortableness or anything like that. It's about my cast. And that made me want to work with you. I didn't even know the part. I wasn't even 100% about who I was playing. It was a Bailey, but I wasn't 100% sure because I didn't know the play that well. You had me right there. That kind of person is the perfect kind of person at this position to be about the people, whether it's the people in the stands or it's the people that are behind the curtain. It's a great position to be in for you. And it also, I feel like we should have seen this coming. Because for those that don't know, Gretchen isn't kidding about wanting to run a theater, so much so that you and Stephanie created one.
Yep. So, I've been involved with the community theater for a very, very long time, over 20 years at this point. It started when I was a little kid, and then by the time I was a teenager, Stephanie, my friend and I, we created a production company called Hopo Community Theater, which was basically just a little subgroup of WRCT where we did a fast-paced, intensive program for kids to learn how to put on a show in a very short amount of time, and it grew to a very high following and has been going strong for almost 13 years, I guess. Yeah, wow.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it speaks to the legacy that you guys have created there. Gretchen, let's rewind a little bit. What were you previously doing? What kind of work were you previously up to?
So I actually have been a social worker for the last 9 years. So a completely different career choice. I was working for nonprofits such as Inclusive is my most recent one, but I also working for Lakeland Care, where I was a social worker for people with disabilities or the frail elder population, just basically coordinating their care and making sure that they had what they needed to be successful in their lives, living their best life possible.
You go from working in an industry like that, which is a nonprofit, to another one that's a nonprofit. I do think there is parallels. I do think that there are connections with that. And again, I come back to people and your care for people and the way you generally have this genuinely unique heart. When you go in on something, it's all of your heart you put into it. And I've seen you work, so I know you do it with your work as well. And you do that with individuals. You do that with people as well. So to bring that into this position, my only concern is like that your empathy is okay. Like you get recharged and everything and stuff. That kind of thing is happening because you're going to need it. Because it's a big position. It's a lot to it. Walking into the job, what is one of the things that you, I don't want to say intimidated by, but one of the things like, well, okay, I feel comfortable about these things, but that's something I got to get down.
I think that the hardest part is going to just be making sure that I make the business continue to run as it has, as far as the financial part goes. And Tim has done a great job of teaching me the ropes of that. Learned how to pay the bills. Look for more cost-effective ways to keep the theater going, mm-hmm. and just coming up with ideas and putting them into motion has been like. He's done a lot of really great work over the last years. People who were running it before did awesome, and I just want to keep that momentum going, keep it so that the theater's motivation is to not only put on great theater, but stay in business for mm-hmm. a very long time.
It's it goes back to Ellen with this, but Martha, Tim, everybody has done a really nice job in that position and added something to it, I think. Added something to the theater and its income and its ability to bring in funds. One of the things that I appreciate about all those people, and while we haven't talked about this, I feel like as a something for you too, and you just said it kind of right there, it's not just about this season's productions, it's next season and the season after, and making sure that we keep this theater running.
Yes, it's very important really a good part of that is having people come to see the shows or yes. people be involved in the shows, because if you don't have people who want to be in the play, there's not going to be a play. And if you don't have people who come and watch the shows, mm-hmm. you're not going to make any money off of them. So it's really a synergy of making sure that the patrons and the volunteers are happy and make them wanting to keep come back, make them want to get their children involved so that their children eventually become adults, and making them all feel comfortable and making it a safe place for people who don't necessarily have a place. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like being inclusive is one of the biggest things in this generation.
Yeah.
Finding a way for people who have different social groups that mm-hmm. come in and try it because they don't do sports, or they don't have a hobby. Mm-hmm. I want the single mom who doesn't have a babysitter to feel comfortable asking another volunteer, "Hey, you're not in this show. Would you be willing to watch my kid this during this time period while I'm at play practice?" And building those friendships and those relationships. I'm kind of excited to have my office be kind of like an open door policy for a teenager who is sick of their life and want to come eat lunch mm-hmm. in my office and talk about theater with me. I would love to see people who have disabilities come in and say, "How can I be a part of community theater?" And finding them a spot, whether it's on stage or helping build something, you know, with the help of somebody else.
See, the chemistry's still there, Gretch. We still got, because you just set me up where I wanted to go. I ask what the things that you are curious how you're going to handle going into the job, which, as a side note, as a mom, I feel like you're going to be okay there. You know how to pin pennies. You know how to cut corners. You're going to be all right. When it comes to things of why you threw your hat in the ring, why you went in for this job, what do you think you bring to it? What do you think you can bring to it that, whether it's unique or not, that is your touch?
I think my empathy is going to be a really big piece of it. I think that I've been through many different walks of life, mm-hmm. and I have witnessed them with my job or with my family, and I feel like I can understand most any situation, or at least try to. Mm-hmm. And so getting down to like the bottom of everything and trying to make sure that people feel comfortable, because it is not my community theater, it is our community theater. And if they're not feeling welcome, then it's not going to be a good environment for them.
You feel it's part of your job making sure that vibe is there, that everybody feels welcome.
Yep.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's good. And I don't think I hear that from a lot of people, whether it's in that position or any position that's kind of like yours. I think that's a very helpful thing. Speaking with Gretchen Powers, executive director over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. I just want to throw that in there. Gretchen, what are some of your hopes about the theater, whether it's this year, in the years to come?
Well, I've got a lot of hopes, and I'd love to see our kind of fundraising scenarios grow. I'd like to have more opportunities for, I would love to see for every show that we have to have some sort of themed fundraiser. Mm. And I kind of did that with my Charlie and the Chocolate Factory that I just directed this last summer. We had a craft and vendor show with like sweet treats and everything to go along with the theme. And, I think that fall is going to be a little bit tough because it's maybe me coming into my position and getting my feet on the ground. But by Christmas, I'd love to do something like special where we have one of our actors dress up as Santa and mm-hmm. do like hot chocolate and cookies and like a toy drive for kids or something like that. So I'd love to see more fundraising opportunities, not only for us, but for other nonprofits in the community. How can we help the Humane Society? How can we help the Family Center? Different things like that, so that we're joining the community, not just being, oh, we're the community theater.
I famously played Santa Claus in our sixth grade play, so I have a little experience. If you're looking for somebody,
okay, I'll keep that in mind. You might need to grow a bigger beard.
maybe a thin Jewish Santa, if you're looking for that. You know, when it comes to some of those hopes that you're talking about there, some of the things that you're looking to do going forward, they're great ideas. They're are you, though, able to take a look at this in a big picture perspective? Say maybe Christmas rolls around and you're not able to do that around then. Looking at the big picture and, okay, well, maybe next year we'll do this and that. Is that part of it too?
Yeah, it's not. It's about not giving up and not just brushing things off. And it's building as you go. Mm-hmm. I think that there are some people on the board who are really going to really grow our fundraising. Mm-hmm. Heather Sayers and Phil Hartley, I think that they just joined the board this spring. And so my hope is that they're going to be alongside me, supporting me in the PR area and everything. And if it does not work this winter, then spring, summer, next winter, whatever, I'd love to just keep that going. But I also want to, not only do I want to have more fundraising, but I also want to have more opportunities to do other different types of theater. We've got our main stage, we've got our children's theater, we've got our Silver Foxes, and I would love to see something like us partnering with different groups, like the Boys and Girls Club. The director of the Teen Center has already reached out to me to see if there's something we can do to, well, it's Ryan Winwoody, so he's a new person. Maybe that's not his title. But
Ryan's great, too. Ryan's a good guy. Yeah.
And so he wants to do some sort of collaboration where one of our volunteers or myself goes and works with the teens once a week or something, give them a taste of theater so that, you know, because they might not get the same opportunities.
I've gotten to do a couple things like that over there, and those kids are amazing. Mm-hmm. They are amazing. They ask better questions than I do. They're really cool, and it's a fun experience. I'm really happy you brought this up. I was curious about this, and I wasn't going to bring it up on the air. I was going to bring it up off air. I have Terry on once a week or a couple times a week from the United Way, and one of the things that I've learned from her, and I've learned about this community, when I was a kid and I first came here, it was very crabs in a barrel. It was very everybody fighting for that dollar and pulling each other down to do it. And I've noticed in the last 5, if not 10 years, that it's the opposite now. That it's not a big deal to see two nonprofits working together or a bank in a nonprofit working together or something. And it's also not a coincidence. This area has been as strong as it has been, especially going through a pandemic and coming out of it the way we did. Not making light of any of the struggles we've had or anything like that, but if you don't have to look very far to see cities and towns that had a lot worse. I think our area was set and prepared much better because we are teamwork. We are working together. It sounds like that's something you would like to do more of, you working with other nonprofits.
Yep, and I feel I will be following in Tim's footsteps and joining Rotary. So
cool.
The 28th, I think, is the very first time I'm going to be attending one of those things.
So, that's cool.
And just getting involved. I would love to create some sort of theatrical opportunity for people with disabilities. I've seen other areas do it. I don't remember. Some place in Marathon County or in that area when I lived out there, they had a group where the actors were the people with disabilities and then the volunteers were like the narrators. So the characters would all be played by the... So I would love to do something partnered with ODC or something and get some people who would love to do acting that have never gotten that chance, you know.
Correct. That's a great idea. So, that's really, especially you bring up the ODC. Hey, you got clients, you got people over there dying to do this kind of stuff. I you're going to get some people audition. You're definitely, and some of the best people you'll meet too. So that here's an opportunity too, where a rising tide raises all boats. Let's just play this out a little bit. You bring the ODC and you do something like that with them. Here we are showing those clients, those individuals that are completely capable of working in this area, and then showing that to businesses and employers that are coming to see this show. And during that whole thing, WRCT benefits and gets, you know, whether it's ticket info or ticket pay or anything like that. It's the win-win-win kind of situation. Like that's really cool. Very exciting to hear about that stuff.
So I can't wait to try to put some of those things into motion. And I don't know. I got a lot of ideas swimming around in my big head.
Well, and we don't want to give away everything. You know, we can preview some stuff to come, I'm sure, eventually. And you're going to be joining us many times. I already forced Gretchen to sign a contract that she'll do director's cut with us at some point. Because your story is so, you know how I am with a story. And I think every person has an amazing origin story. Yours is a little more unique than most, and I think it's very cool. I think where what we just talked about earlier, you're going from being a kid on that stage in Ho-Po to where you are now. We need an hour to talk about that. We need some time, and we're looking forward to it. For now, is there anything that you would like people to know about you being in this position going forward? Anything in particular?
I just want people to know that they can always come to me if they have an idea. I'm open to listen and try to figure out the best way to make that happen. We have a whole board supporting us. Sometimes you have an idea for a fundraiser, or if you want to do some sort of like director's showcase, we want to hear about those and we want to see how we can get you involved. And so if you've never done it before and you want to come and sit and have coffee with me and talk about how to get involved with the theater, just know that my office door will be open.
Appreciate that, Gretchen. And especially because I have this Simpsons one-man show that I've been trying to get somebody to give me a stage to do. It's not that good, and I'm not great at the impressions, but I really want to do... No. Actually, my daughter's been working on a play for both of us that she's writing.
Oh, that's awesome.
I had brought this up with Tim about doing this, using the studio theater for it and everything, and things like that, I imagine, is stuff that you want to do going forward.
Absolutely.
So many great local playwrights. You and I know Mike Egrin and some others like that out there. It's cool to be able to offer a stage to them, to be able to do something like that. And cost-effect-wise, it works out too. So,
and we were finding that we can do more and more with that little stage. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's a great stage. Let's take some time as we're wrapping up here with our last 10 so minutes or whatever, talking about the new season. Blythe Spirit just released its cast list. The great Noel Coward classic, directed by one of our best directors in Linda Garsky. This is a fun show to kick off the season.
It's going to be great. I went and watched auditions the first night, and it was just a great ball of laughs. Yeah. Everybody who was up there did a fantastic, even those that didn't get a part. And I think that those people had so much fun just auditioning that they're going to come out for other shows, which is kind of the goal. You want more than enough people to audition so that you have to turn some away because you want the choice of everything. I think Linda picked a great cast, but all those people who auditioned, none of them missed a line. None of them missed a beat. Yeah. They were all very funny. Mm. And so I really hope they all come back to at least something. But they're doing so good building the set already. They already have the walls up. I think you saw the Facebook post.
Yeah, Linda put some out about it. I was like, right. That's awesome. That's really cool.
That's not normal for theaters. You get, if you don't have a location like other theaters in the area, you wait until the week or so, 2 weeks before your show to put your set up. So they're having their set is up before they even have their read-through on it.
It's incredible. That's awesome. And I'm a little jealous of that. This is pretty cool. Blythe Spirit premieres October 6th, goes on to 7th, 12th, 13th, and 14th at 7 o'clock. On October 14th, you'll have a 2 o'clock matinee. And that schedule, that's currently in place for this year. I'm curious to know, and I'm not putting you on the spot right now, but going forward, if we keep that schedule or not, because I know that got tinkered with a year or two ago too. I think it's works. I have no issues with it. I just, another question, another thing to talk about, you know, down the line and such. But Blythe Spirit going to be October 7th or October 6th that will premiere. The very next show after that is, of course, our holiday play, A Candle in the Window. It's going to be directed by Bob Sosinski. Is it Deb? Oh, yep. It is Deb. Oh, it's Deb. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so this is her first time directing, and she's already been to the theater to look for props and everything.
Of course.
She's a doll, and she's going to do such a good job with it. So,
Because of you, she's one of my stage moms from It's a Wonderful Life and everything. A great person. She's going to be really good at that. Great show, too. A little, not your typical holiday show.
It's not like Miracle on 34th Street mm-hmm. or It's a Wonderful Life, but it's got good meanings, good messages, and hopefully it'll leave people with the Christmas spirit.
Well, and this is something that I when I talk about community theaters, why you guys are the first ones I bring up. You can do classics, but you do every once in a while throw in something a little bit different that while it's going to bring just as many people in, it's not... It's a Wonderful Life. It's not, a Miracle on 34th Street. We know those. We see those and we love them. But we love them if they're not every year. You know, I think that's really smart play selection.
And I'm excited for that one. There's even going to be parts for children in that. So, there's not a lot of opportunities for kids to get on the main stage. But this would be one of them. So,
Great note to mention, especially the parents out there listening that want to get their kids involved in these things. That's a good note about that. The Glass Menagerie, the Tennessee Williams classic, going to be after that, directed by this Seth Harbinger, Herger? I can't pronounce that. I don't know how you, why would you use that name? Seth Habager, of course, my partner in sound around here. I'm so excited for Seth about this.
I'm so excited for Seth. He's going to do such a good job with that one. And I think that was a show they did, I think, back in like 1970-something.
One of the earlier shows. I want to say 76 or 78. I'm a nerd about this. I've looked at WRCT's history a lot. It's been a while since they've done this one.
So I'm excited that they're going to reprise it. I believe that Mrs. Johannes, my old English teacher, was... In that, I believe.
You're right, she was. She was mine, too. We had her for director's cut a while back, and I brought it up. A few times in my life, I've seen that woman be like, oh, no, she didn't want to talk about that. She did not want to talk about that. It's a great show. It's a Tennessee Williams show, period. So, I mean, even if you don't know the show, you know Tennessee Williams. You know you're getting some good writing there. And you're going to get a good turnout. Seth is going to bring some people in, I imagine, as we get it for all these auditions. And he's very good at what he does. He's been talking about this for a long time, about his ideas for this show. It's going to be a really good one. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. We'll wrap up the season with Rumors from Neil Simon. A classic, a staple, but one we haven't done in a while. It's been a little bit.
I feel like people hear about that one and they say, that's the one I'm going to audition for. Apparently it's really catching people's eye. And
I bet.
Christine Sullivan, this will be her first time directing as well. It's great. We're getting three new directors in this season. And so Christine's already been to the theater looking for stuff. She's got set pieces ordered and she was sitting there with her stage manager blocking her show. So we're awesome. Ahead of the game. Yeah. So like she's very eager and excited for it. And I know some actors who are pretty eager and excited for it too. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of people I know in community chomping at the bit to audition for these shows. And I've heard from at least six or seven people I can think of off the top of my head that are usually couples and with somebody else or something. So they're going to. And that's just now. But we haven't even gotten close to auditions yet for some of these. So I think you're right. You also, once again, set me up perfectly, Gretch, because I wanted to wrap up with needing directors, needing actors, needing prop people, needing volunteers. We're always looking for that at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. But it isn't your normal volunteering or being a part of a nonprofit. We should warn people. You do some at the theater, you're never leaving. You're always going to be a part of this family.
Yep. Once you get the theater blood in, you can't get away. Sorry.
You really can't help it. I mean, you're the perfect example of this. You really are. We want come one, come all. To Gretchen's point early on in this conversation, that is who is welcome there. Everybody. And it ain't just saying it. It's backing it up. We really do. That theater was the first place in this, not just this town, this state, and maybe one of the first things in this world that made me feel... like I wasn't alone, like I belonged somewhere. I've never been in any clubs. I was in sports teams and stuff, and I never really felt like I gelled with that. But being at that theater and doing Corpse with Steve and Linda, that changed my life. It didn't just change my career or anything like that. It gave me something that nothing had given me at that point. That's what it can do for you. That's the kind of stuff it can do. And more, or just as much to the point, it's so much fun. The reason we say you're not going to leave is because if you are just in back doing props, well, that's not just props. That is a lot, and it's a fun gig. There's no position, no thing you can do a part of these plays that you're not going to have a good time with. We encourage you to come check them out. Gretchen, if people have follow-up questions or anything, do you have an email yet? Do you have somewhere?
I'm taking over Tim's email. And so
okay.
So right now we're both kind of monitoring it. But if starting like the 20, 24th, I'll be there full time. Mm-hmm. And then he's done, I think, August, one of the last couple of days of August. Mm. So it's CDWRCT Theater. CDWRCT at Solaris.net. Or you can call 715-421-0435 and just ask to call. Talk to me if I'm not there. Leave me a voicemail and we can have a conversation.
Yeah. You can find that information and more and get yourself tickets at wrctheater.org. Get your tickets right now for Blythe Spirit. Get season tickets. That way you ain't got to worry about getting tickets for shows or anything.
And they're
anything.
Cheaper if you get season tickets.
Nice. Nicely done. And as we wrap up, I do want to send a shout out to Tim Young. Tim, we appreciate you. Appreciate what you brought to this area. We'll be in touch, brother. You're not getting rid of me that easy, Tim. We appreciate everything you've done, and we're looking forward to this new era for WRCT. Thanks, Gretch. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.